Jesus' heart that would come down. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Prabhu Hare Hare. Hare Isaac, very nice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So go take them and prepare them for the ceremony. His eye goes with the boy. Then I go. His eye goes. To have our march, absolute center. Die to leave. Complete surrender. According to the degree of surrendering, that depends our progress. Die to live, reality for itself, everything for him. We have got no independent individual enterprise, but everything will be merged in him. Sadhvadharman, Parityajyamami, Kamsaranambari. All duties must be given up. Not only this legal duties, lawful duties, in the worldly sense, all must be given up. He has got a claim over me, absolute claim over me. With this spirit we are to approach him. Just as we pour water into the root, every whole tree is fed. Put food into the stomach, whole body is fed. Not put food into the eye, to the head, to the leg, to the only stomach. Stomach will distribute properly according to the necessity. Our duty will be to put food into the Pajutas, a service of Pajuta is of this type. Yoga, Thas, Karmana, Natra, Loko, Yonk. Otherwise, we shall be prey to reaction. If we do otherwise, we will be prey to reaction. But only to be free, not only to be free, but to get health. Only this is the path, put food into the stomach. Just as suppose in this body is an organic whole, if every atom should work for the welfare of the whole system, not for its own or its neighbor, or it cannot declare strike also, renunciation, that is also pishachi, like ghost, tag, bhog tag. In industry, to take bribe also, bad, and to declare strike also bad. Bribe and strike, dharma ghat. That is also, that will lose the interest of the whole country. So we, a part of organic whole, we neither can assert ourselves for our welfare, nor we can declare strike, that is renunciation, samadhi, mukti, Buddha, Shankara, they declare mukti, that is cessation of all activity. The Vaishnava philosophy is no, neither renunciation nor enjoyment. Exploitation and renunciation both equally bad. Only smooth working for the center, that is the normal position. Otherwise, we are abnormal. Abnormal. So, sarvadharmam parityajya mam ekam sharanam bhaja. Give up all conceptions of duties, however holy it may seem to you. Come to me. Every atom must work for the interest of the whole of the center. The center. Otherwise, paralysis or some disease. Every atom. So we are a part of the organic whole, and the absolute center, that is loving, that is home, sweet, So no apprehension of any law, of interest for us. The highest interest we can attain only by that method, depending on him and his attraction. Krishna is attracting, and now he's sending in reaction, blissfulness to us, happiness, loving center. Mahaprabhu told Chaitanya Dev, don't lose no time. No time in other campaign. Only that sweet absolute center connect yourself and whomever you meet, talk of that connection. Inject that connection, Krishna consciousness. Jare dekho tare ko Krishna kodesh. Anyhow, connection with Krishna, the loving center. The loving center. Another book is being published soon. Lost loving search for lost servant. We have published several books. Have you got that? Search for Krishna, really, it is beautiful.
I have not sent any books.
Guru and His Grace.
I'll get everyone today.
Then Volcano, the Golden Volcano and the Divine Love. Then Gita is hidden treasure, the sweet absolute. Swami Maharaj has written Gita as it is. And I have published Gita. Gita is hidden treasure, the sweet absolute. On the background of Gita, the Vrindavan Krishna is there. I read so this, the Sarvadharmam Paritarya, etc., so many stanzas in the Gita. It shows to take us towards that loving Lord, Krishna. In the comparison of the devotees, once when I was in Madras, there was one big pandit, Shankar Sampradaya. Srimad Bhagavatam is getting by heart and explaining. Our friends told me we will go to see him. So many big persons, some barristers, judges, and other educated persons are going there. So let us go one afternoon when there. After this ordinary change of I took my seat there, and then I asked him, who is the greatest devotee according to you? That gentleman told Chatushan. Then I kept silent. Then he asked, according to your creed, Chatushan is the lowest. I told Najani, that was happening. Then, who is the highest? I told from quotation from Bhagavatam. No tathāni priyatamo nātma Krishna himself saying, no tathāni priyatamo nātma yoni na saṅkara na ca saṅkarsana na sri na ivātma ca yatābhavā. Krishna saying to Uddhava, you are my most favorite. Even Brahmā, Śiva, Lakshmi, Baladev, Lakshmi, even you are dearer to me than my own body. That Uddhava was considered to be the highest devotee. Then Uddhava was sent to Vrindavan. And after having a discourse there with Nanda Yashoda and the Gopi especially, when he is coming back, there is a famous stanza in Bhagavatam. Asa mahu charanari nujusa maham sang vrindavani kimapi gulmalatu sadhinam jadustajam sajanam archipatam chitta bhijur mukundapadurim sadhivirvipa. Oh, what I saw! The love for Krishna, of what quality and of what degree, so much intense. I think I aspire after the grass or a shrub, so that the feet dust of these themselves may touch my head. I desire such a birth here in Vrindavan. So that Uddhava whom Krishna told himself, you are dearer than all, even dearer than my own person. That Uddhava, when visiting Vrindavan, coming back, his declaration, his announcement like that. I want to be prepared here so that may have feet dust of these great divine themselves. So the gopis are the highest. And why? Asamaho charanayin vindavani kinopi gulmulatu dustajan sajanan arjapatan chai. They have the kidnapped sajanan, the society, their own in this. And the Arjapatanca and the holy path dictated by the scripture, that also they have left in their way to achieve Krishna. The Krishna and myself, between them, neither the Shastra nor the society will come to intervene. He has got absolute right over me. Whatever he likes, he can do with me as a dog, as a play dog we are. And the Shastra and the Samaj, society and the scripture, that is there only to help us to go towards him and not come between us. And that was that principle, and with that we approach to serve Krishna. This is unique, absolute surrender. So, this is gopis at the heart. In another place of Bhagavatam, it is mentioned once Krishna, for the taste of the devotees, he showed that he has got a headache, severe headache. How my Lord, I am suffering from severe. This is your Lila, how I can do what I have to do. Please say, I want the feet dust of my devotee, then I will be pure. Then I ran to these things, the things of Brahma, etc. Yes, my heart is so marvelous. What husband and friend think him not ordinary person, that God himself, how can I give our feet dust to him? He will go to the hell, eternal. You are also devotee, go. You give feet dust to him. Then Narada came back disappointed. What, Narada, have you secured? No, none coming. Narada, can you go to Vrindavan once? Narada, of course, by his psychic power, came to Vrindavan. All came. Narada, you are coming from Dwarka? Yes, I am coming from the house of our Lord. Always everything, but only at present he is suffering from a headache. And then there was no treatment, but the only feet dust of the devotee that can cure him himself. Then there are no devotees, they did not give feet dust. No, none. Then just deep feet dust. So he has sent at last to you. Oh, is it so? If you do not feet dust, take mind, we do not know who are devotees, who are non-devotees. Then Narada struck dumb. What do you say? None approached and you are given so easily and so eagerly. Yes, Narada, let it be slight relief for the time being. You don't think of it. Yes, anything may come. Eternal health, we don't care for that. We have our whole attention only to keep him happy. That is, I will not know anything else. So, Narada too. In this way, the comparison, the degree of sacrifice, the self-abnegation, and not mere self-abnegation, but dedication. Dedication to the Lord, loving God. And that's the beginning, is only through inner desire. Neither that is heart transaction, neither brain nor hand power. And not non-stop of this negative activity. So we have negative results. The positive thing, surrender, reality for itself and by itself. It is his own cause. If any other thing be the cause, then he will be also. And for itself, he is living only for his own satisfaction. If for the satisfaction of a third thing, then he will be greater. So everything for him. We are for him. Everything, everywhere, everything only meant to exist for him, for his satisfaction. And this is the normal. And what is normal, that can make us happy. All other things are reactionary. The Lord is not only powerful Lord, is loving with heart, affection, a reality, the beauty, sundaram, anandam, raram. In this way, sometimes immemorial, we have in the world, sometimes man, sometimes bird, beast, tree, so many stages we have passed and we become human. And above also there are so many gods and rishis all this. But only from the human birth, with the help of the sadhu, we can have direct teachers to go up to Vrindavan Goloka. Mahaprabhu told, but teachers and the special state, they don't stop anywhere, but they do as from Jyat to Vrindavan, special state.
All the bayness in this lifetime, to complete the bayness of life and death in this lifetime, can this be done in this lifetime?
It is possible, but very rarely possible. So it is possible that in this very life, at least we can reach a position, a safe position, where we can. That path is easy to us. Have no end of march. As much as we shall go, it is infinite. Even the gopis, they say, I have got nothing. We have got nothing. We want more. As much the finite, as much conscious of the infinite, so he will say that I have got nothing. I have got nothing. As much idea you will have about the infinite, you cannot but say that I have got nothing. Like Newton. Newton, he also told that I am only collecting pebbles on the ocean of knowledge, on the bank of the ocean of the knowledge, on the seashore. I am collecting pebbles. The infinite knowledge spread before me. So as much as you will go towards infinite, Mahaprabhu says, na prema gandhasti garapi me haro kurandami shobhagya varam. I have got not a speck devotion towards my Lord. Then why you are weeping so much? Oh, you do not know. Weeping to show to the public, I have got love for Krishna. I am so hypocrite. Why do you say so? Bhangshi vidasya nanam loko nam vina vibhoti jat prana pasangha kandisa. Why? I am sustaining my life in separation. That is positive for you. If I had got real affection for him, I could not stand without him. But I am living, I am eating, I am taking care of my body. This is positive that I have no real affection for him. Radharani, Mahaprabhu told Radharani is also said, when Kurukshetra, in the occasion of solar eclipse. From Dwarka, the party has come here. From Vrindavan, the party has gone. Krishna came suddenly to Nanda Yashoda and showed his honor to them. Then he managed to meet the gopis privately. And there he met. And he thought himself he was ungrateful towards the gopis, who surrendered to himself to Sojiri, and he left them and went away so ungrateful. He, as if he is coming to touch that beach, please forgive me for my cruelty. Then Radharani said, what do you do? Kingpadante Dutashi Vimana Samino Hinishatantra Kanchit Kalam Kachidavidatas Tatra Kasti Varada. Why do you bend so low and come to us? What do you do? Samino, you are my master. You have got every right to go to some other place for some time. That does not, the Shastra and the Samaj does not abuse you. But Agaskarin Namayamaya Jeevitam Tadviyogi. But really, I am a sinner. Because I am living, I am showing my face to the public in separation with you. This is your separation. Can anyone live by your separation? But I am living. So I have no shame. I am showing my faces to the public. I could not die for your separation. So I am criminal, I am sinner. In this way, she is presenting herself to Krishna. That this is the sign of love, the ocean, no limit. As much as she will present, no, I have no love. No love. In this way. The finite approach towards infinite, the nature will be of this type. As much as he will be able to realize, so much he will think, oh, infinite. But in Karachi, when I was in preaching tour, one Arjo Samaji leader came to see me. If finite can know infinite, it's no infinite. He told. I also told, if infinite cannot make himself known to finite, he's no infinite. My thanks seconds later. So infinite can give us ourselves, give him to us as a negative side, as a positive side. Prokon, and if he, neutron, nati, dutataka, two parts of one atom, negative and the positive. The aspiration, hankering, hunger, and that's a positive attracting. Attracting, and this our Guru Maharaj used to say, predominating aspect and the predominated aspect. Two aspects of one and same. Predominated and the predominating. Krishna is predominating and the gopis or other side is predominated aspect. Two sides. Mahaprabhu told us that and requested us, I then must go give injection of Krishna consciousness, that loving Lord, all they are lost in this infinite wandering, sometimes man, sometimes this species, that species, even tree, when we read Manushamhita, we read there this about the trees, as if Manu is weeping. Tamasa bhuri uprino vestita karma hetuna antasanga bhavante tini sukha dukkha ramanita. Oh, these trees, they are also a soul like us. They are also like us, but today see the results of their own karma, none to be blamed. Karma hetuna, their own action is the cause of their degraded position as tree. But equal position they have got with us. So what dangerous thing the karma is guiding us. But only with the help of the agents of the my Lord, we can go back home. Back to God, back to home. What is home? If I do not take my interest, I do not care to take my interest for me, there are so many, they all come and they take my interest. That is hope. That's why it is such. If I can reach there, then everyone will take care of me with affection, great affection. Chaitanya Dev recommended, don't stop their journey only to Vrindavan, the land of divine love. Book yourself for that and try to purchase any ticket at any price. And with so many agents are moving and connect with Sadhguru, that if I am lost, he will try to find out me. Where is that my boy? Where has he gone? Take him from there and let us accompany towards Krishna with all of you all. This is just the most serious thing in our life. As sure as death, because death is there. Death is pasyanna vino pasyati. Sukadeva says to Parikrit Maharaj. Parikrit Maharaj told, my longevity is only 7 days. So I am in a serious position. Please advise me in that level. Sukadeva, to our wonder, told, 7 days' time is enough. We are astonished to hear. 7 days' time enough. Saptaham jivitavadhi. Varam. Muhurtam viditam ghatate sriyasi. In one moment, if we properly live, consciously, that will be so the seed of our not only immortality but of the highest attainment. Otherwise, without caring for our own interest, we may live thousand crores of years as Himalaya, so many trees, crores of years we are passing, but no fruitful. But only one moment, if properly utilized, it can help me to satisfy the whole course of my life. So, that serious the position we are all in. So this varam muhurtam viditam ghatate sriyasi yatha. If properly utilized one moment, that will ensure your life, my Lord, audience. So, satsanga sivadhirnan. Satsanga. What are you? Satsanga sivadhirnan. Moving in this world, only the valuable thing is the association with those holy persons that have got that Krishna Prem, the divine love in him, and trying to distribute by the Lord's orders to meet such persons and to prepare to go to back to home. Go home.
Khanadhupi.
Even the half of a moment can give us immense benefit, the highest benefit you can collect. Otherwise, ignorance of our own interest and our time and our us, our purpose, we are passing crores of years from impact, anadika. Right? So Shastri says like that. I cannot talk much. The doctor also, for his reaction will come.
Thank you very much. We just came to have your darshan.
You have come. You have not forgotten us. You have come of your own accord. We are very happy to meet you.
উনি একে নিয়ে এসছেন, ইনি আপনাকে ডাকবার জন্য ওকে
মানে
আমাদের আসা উদ্দেশ্য ইসকনে নয়,
নবী কি রাইটিং You can explain in Bengali. We keep writing to the yoga here. He keeps writing to us.
Your mother, when you have taken him, so you stay here for a few days. Then you'll be satisfied.
Next time we'll come now regularly. We'll come with the children next time in summer.
Is I go for you.
Is I go. Is it possible to stay?
Not today, now. Tomorrow we have to go. I got a car there now. The taxi is with us, so we're just one way.
Take some prasad. Prasad means the key to our to open the fortune box. Prasad seva korite hai sakala kalpancha doy. As Isham Sahib told on the that is to preserve and propagate two principles of life which we can't ever avoid. First principle, to preserve, that is to take food, and the next to propagate, that is to continue the generation. The two principles are avoidable. The first principle of life is to take food, and the solution must be there. If we take anything, that thing, mangsa, in Manushan Hita we find, why the name is mangsa? Mang means myself, sa means he. Meaning he. What is the meaning? The mangsa bhokkhaito yasya mangsa miyadyam. He will eat me, whose flesh I am eating. Whose meeting? Oh, the name is Mangsa. Mang means me, and Sa means he. He will eat me, I am eating him. So, action, reaction. So we cannot go without food. Then what will be the solution? The solution will be to take prasad. Every yuk, you devote to the center, and then by his sanction you take. Then not only you will be entangled with the reaction, but you will be absorbed, freed from the past and entanglement. Prasad seva korite hai sakal prapancha. The whole creative world, this changing world, mortal world, can be conquered only by our proper dealing with the problem of prasad, which is unavoidable. We must take something, but dedicate it and then take the remaining. Thereby you can save yourself from the reaction of those. Because they will also be, if dedicated to the Lord, they will be also saved. So I am helping them. Not only doing any harm, but when I am dedicating him to the Lord, he is also benefited. So I cannot, they cannot have any reaction, but I will also be saved by that means. Connect with the center. Center is such perfect thing. So Mahaprabhu told, in this human birth, don't go to benefit yourself in another way. Only try to have connection with the loving center, absolute. No other such human. Whomever you find, only talk of Krishna about that. Just give some connection with Krishna center, that loving center. Sarvadharmam parityajya mam ekam sarvam. Aham tvam sarva bhavepo moksha iṣyāmi. Bhagavad Gangadhar Tilak, he has got also a commentary on Bhagavad Gita. He has written under this Shlok Tika that in the golden plate, on the golden plate, the Lord has served nectar. So much hope. Wherever you are, whatever position you hold, from there you come to connect me, I shall embrace you. Does not matter where you are. Sarvadharman, there you give up the whole environment absolutely and you offer yourself to me and I shall take you to her. The greatest hope is like nectar on the golden dish. It is served. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj.
But so short, easy to manage.
Copy of
that. Jankiti Prasad. Hare Krishna. Our old man has come. He began the gates here. He's serving here, there, everywhere, and cleansing everything.
The garden.
The garden. And at last, I want to well dress and began to construct a tree here. Without gate, it is not good to look at. Now, Govinda Maharaj has concrete road.
But he has come late this year.
What is began, that is improved. If you have a gallery, you can
see.
Any case, any case, Prasad Tyson?
Not yet, Maharaj.
Not yet. So go take Prasad.
Did you show what the case is?
I have to sort it out first.
It's like chaka. Proper place, where from that thing of our aspiration is distributed, anyhow we have come there. The proper place. Twofold. One, the Lord of delivering his own place, Dhamma. And over again, where his office of that sort of dispensation, the school of the overall Panjam, particularly he gave the highest difficulty, the worst sinner. They are also granted forgiveness in this place. This place, Avarad Panjam. Anyhow, in any place we have reached that spot, and that is causelessly distributed. So we have got some hope that our bright future is more or less guaranteed. We have come to the right place. We are from that general forgiveness and recruitment takes place. We have to be recruited for the loving domain of the Lord. it has been ascertained that neither power, generally we are power seeker in this world. All try to get more power, more lordship over the environment. But that is reactionary. That is that no power can help us ultimately. Then the second is our knowledge. Power twofold, material and a subtle mystic power by Yoga Siddhi. But that also cannot help us in the long run. And then the knowledge to know what things are proper, but the higher existence does not come within the jurisdiction of our subjective position. We cannot make them object of our understanding, higher existence, the super consciousness, area. Super control. But it is not possible when we understand that gain our knowledge also considered futile, useless. Only we are told that our heart, independent of power and knowledge. Knowledge is also a kind of power. Want to know everything. Try to bring everything within the fist, within his own area. Own under one's own lordship. But higher substance, what we are, it is already proved that we are sufferers. So we do not hold the highest position. Highest position. We are all companies, we have to suffer for our activity. So we are not the ultimate reality. So what is ultimate reality, higher reality, if we come to have any connection with him, then something is necessary. And ultimately it is found in our heart. Our heart can, and the heart's function is affection and love. Heart's function. If we try to understand, we shall find that heart's function is affection and love. And then by that we can, affection and love also that is not of degenerating nature. True love, true affection is in sacrifice, in service. We have to understand. A loving heart, serving heart, we can come in connection with higher substance. Higher substance. So, and if the proper satisfaction of our own self, it depends on our heart, not others. Senses or understanding. Heart satisfaction is real satisfaction for us. And that we can have from the heart transition of the higher side. So heart seeks for heart. Especially mainly the heart transaction we find in Vrindavan conception of the Lord, His Lila there. And Mahaprabhu gave that sort of understanding and assurance and the means to that higher end, all these things.